The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you, well, just about on a headache-free Monday, 13th of June, 2011. Hello, Ronald McDonald.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Well, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I didn't sleep well last night, so I took one of those energy drinks, so we'll see if it works.
I'm unsolicited thing for 5-hour energy. There's a reason why they're selling about 15 million bottles of that stuff a week. Is because the stuff works. Everybody else came out with the energy drinks, the Red Bull stuff, and this, and it's got so much stuff in it. The only thing that ever gave me was not an energy lift; it just gave me heartburn. But if you notice the active ingredients in that stuff, if it's the 5-hour energy you drank, it's B6 and B12.
Oh, I couldn't read that small print, so that's what's in it.
Oh, my gosh. You don't read the fine print, of course, for us older people. They don't make the print big enough.
Yeah, well, that's the problem right there.
Yeah, the instructions are so important on all stuff that you take. It's really, really important. They've got to do that to satisfy law. But it doesn't designate how big the print must be in order for people to read it. Yeah. Well, if you're not bouncing off the walls in 10 minutes, I know you'll be okay.
Well, I took it about 15 minutes ago, so I feel like a calm person right now.
Was it 5-hour?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. If it's the stuff in the red bottle, you can drink the whole bottle. If it's stuff in the black bottle, you'll be bouncing off the walls in about 10 minutes.
What's that stuff in the black bottle?
It's the extra strength for the extra pooped.
Okay, I'll have to get that.
Yeah. Well, you get two uses per bottle. I go to warehouse places, and I buy it by the case. Yeah, because caffeine, man, I'll tell you what, coffee is a good thing. You know, it tastes really good. And, you know, in the morning, you interrupt your natural bio cycle by juicing yourself up with caffeine, but most of America does it. But it leads you to that afternoon crash. Yeah. That sounds like a commercial for this stuff. I should be getting paid for this. No, when that stuff hit the market, I knew they had a winner. I knew it, and everybody else is trying to copy them. And now I'm starting to see fire sales on the other established big, you got to refrigerate the stuff, energy drinks that are just nothing but 99% Huda in there that you don't need. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going for anything with sugar in it.
Bingo. Although I do enjoy my Mexican Coke, it's made with cane sugar. I just can't, for the veracity of the purity of the water, I can't go there. But I think there's enough acid in it that it probably, whatever swimming around in there, kills it. Are there supposed to be worms in Coca-Cola?
Oh, God, and then
I must have got a bad bottle. Hey, we'll be right back with Ron McDonald right after this.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, Ron, I always complain about Mondays because it's the start of a week that we're going to be covering a lot of bad news. This morning, I was up and going to Ron McDonald's place, not yours, the Golden Arches place. And I was having such a good day, I didn't make it two blocks from the house. And the guy in front of me, I'm looking at his bumper sticker. And his bumper sticker says, you know, it's just not the law. It's the Constitution. And there's a picture of Michael Badnarik. Now, Michael does Constitution seminars all over the country. And I thought, well, that's really cool. I mean, and it was cool. We're having 100-degree days here with no rain. We've not had rain, I think, since God invented it. As a matter of fact, if it would have been during Noah's time, Texas would have been high and dry and probably on fire. But be that as it may, I'm having a wonderful time. And I'm coming back, and there's another car with a bumper sticker saying, freedom is not free. So I'm sitting there waiting to take a left, and I'm being really courteous to some guy in a little black pickup truck. And he's the only car coming down the road. I'm in no hurry, so I wait for the guy to pass me. He doesn't pass me. He turns in exactly where I wanted to turn. I had to wait for him because he didn't use his turn signal. So I'm going down the road, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to let this ruin my day. I'm having such a grand morning. It's 75 degrees. It's 7:30 in the morning. down here, that's the air conditioner that's on. And lo and behold, he turns into my street going directly to my house. He looks in his rearview mirror and he whips his truck and he gives me this, waves me by, aggravated. His window was partially down, so I pulled up alongside him. I said, you know, if you weren't on that damn telephone, and I just left, pulled into my driveway, he pulls up to my intersection, kind of cocks his car towards my street. I live right on a street corner, gets out of his truck and holds up a BlackBerry. He says, I wasn't on the phone. I was using my GPS. And I looked at him and I said, you know, you still broke a couple of laws, aside from the fact that, you know, you don't give a damn about anybody else. It seems that if you got a cell phone in your left hand or a BlackBerry or whatever, that precludes you from being courteous to other people. Now, I do not use my turn signal in my car because it's the law. And that's true. Believe that, folks, because it is true. I've had cops pull me over for speeding when they were trying to catch up to me, and they always commented how nice I was to use my turn signal to indicate where I was going. I do it because it's a courtesy, not because it's the law. So a few words later, he used a few choice words on me, and I just collected my little Mickey D bag and walked in the house. But it's because of people like this, and they don't, people in this country don't get it. You leave a politician an inn to do something that should be done because people are responsible, or at least they have a modicum of courtesy for other drivers. But no, I started out great this morning till I had somebody that didn't know the difference. Same end result. I'm not on a cell phone. I'm on my GPS. Yeah, great. We got some callers here. Let me get these out of the way here. Ruth in California. Hello, Ruth.
You know, Christ said for this age, for this kind, and also channeled the Course in Miracles, only prayer, fasting and prayer. Now, fasting will do something for us in these hard times, stop the struggle to survive. And all these ideas, economically put forth ideas, you know, the economy is but creating jobs. That's all it is, and the tax, trillions in tax. Food and water, there's a book for folks to eat by the growing Breatharian, Sunarian movement, which is that plants feel pain, too.
It is what?
Now, plants also feel pain.
Oh, come on. Ruth, stop right there.
Use the polygraph.
Ruth, stop right there, please. I had somebody that emailed me from England before and said kind of the same thing. That, well, you know, that we were meat eaters over here and we're mean because we go hunting. You know, if I go fishing, I go hunting, whatever I catch or whatever I shoot, I eat. You know, I kind of do it the Indian way. That way there's no waste. At any rate, I sent an email back to them, and they told me they were vegans. And I said, you know what? And I didn't get an email back from them. I said, I hear when you pull a carrot out of the ground, it screams. You know, Ruth, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. This is not the place. Wrong networks, sweetie. Appreciate your try, though. Chris in Georgia. Hello, Chris.
Hey, John, how you doing, everybody?
Not bad.
Okay, this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Planet X. Planet X Nibiru.
Okay, let's stop that one, and let's move on to Danny in South Dakota. Hello, Danny.
Hey, hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is the funny from back where you're talking about bumper stickers. That made me frustrated, and I started laughing because I remembered one that I seen not very long ago. And it said, stupid shit hurt.
Yeah, there's another one. Sorry, affiliates. We don't have a delay on these idiots. Thank you.
Is there something in the air today?
It's part of this, and I don't know if it was these past callers, but there have been a group of people out there that think that it's real funny, giddy ha-ha to call in and harass people or to go after certain guests that have been on certain programs. And what they don't know is I know exactly who they are and where they live. And I'm being very kind, and I'm being very gentle. I'm displaying remarkable restraint, because all we're trying to do is to save a country, and these yahoos think it's a good idea to get their giddy-ha-has at somebody else's expense. And unless you're living outside of this country, you yahoos, shut up. Just shut up. Boom, 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 just like that. You ever known a Monday where we get three calls in a row right at the top like that?
No, no. I haven't. This is incredible. It must be your lucky day. Has to be your lucky day.
Well, you know what it is? I'm still in a good mood, in spite. And they want to wreck it. They're used to me, I guess, having a headache on Monday. Somebody had sent me an email, and I'm trying to find this thing. And it was a very, very nice email. I'll find it here in a second. At any rate, are you familiar with what the Indiana Supreme Court has done?
No, not offhand.
Well, let me give you a little bit more information. Let me fill in some blanks here. they did a ruling, a 3-2 majority. And what this basically says is the cops, we don't need no stinking warrants. They ruled that if the cops have a interest in coming into your house, they don't need a warrant. And that's rather interesting. Now, I know that Indiana has been over. What's in between Indiana? There's Illinois, and what's on the other side of it? What is it? Iowa? I suggest the two states just take over Indiana, divide up the territory, and make it a your own. Let's just do away with Indiana, okay? On May 12th, Indiana State Supreme Court ruled that state residents have no right to resist an illegal police entry, overturning Fourth Amendment precedent and common law that dates back to, I don't know, Magna Carta in 1215. It's causing a stir that has far-reaching legal and political implications. Now, understand, this is the first state that's done this. Writing for the court's 3-2 majority, Justice Stephen David, who was nominated by the court by Governor Mitch Daniels, seen by some as possible Republican presidential contender in 2012, said if a police officer wanted to enter a home for any reason or for no reason, homeowners could do nothing to block the officer's entry. We believe a right to resist an unlawful police entry into a home is against public policy and is incompatible with modern Fourth Amendment jurisprudence, David wrote, according to the Northwest Indiana Times. We also find that allowing residents unnecessarily escalates the level of violence and therefore the risk of injuries to all parties involved without preventing the arrest. He said persons arrested after an illegal police entry are still entitled to post bail and can seek remedies through the legal system. However, some see the potentially costly post-arrest legal remedy approach as incompatible with traditional Fourth Amendment protections. Yeah, do you think? The ruling quickly produced significant comment on such websites as, I don't know what the heck this is, I can't even read it, with comments divided about the decision. And talk show host Mike Church, and I have no idea who that is, citing a court spokeswoman, said that the Indiana Supreme Court decision had catalyzed a number of phone and email threats to members of the court. Interesting use, catalyzed. Is that kind of like radicalized? One commentator suggested that the decision written by Daniels, appointee to the state court, could help to scuttle higher elective ambitions. Now, the ruling stems from a case, Barnes versus State of Indiana, involving an argument between a husband and a wife that took place outside of their apartment. When police arrived, they both went back inside, and the husband told officers they were not needed. The rest of the story after this short break. And you're going to be amazed at this, folks. But you see, they're doing it on state level. They're also doing it at the federal level through the Patriot Act and then re-verifying that this is what they intend to do. More on this when we get back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So, this Barnes versus State of Indiana. When one officer tried to enter the apartment, the husband attempted to block the officer. The officer entered anyway, and the husband then shoved him against the wall, prompting a second officer to use a stun gun on the husband and arrest him. Ivan Bodensteiner, that really is a name, a professor at the Valparaiso University School of Law, said he agreed with the court's decision, according to the Northwest Indiana Times and other reports. It's not surprising that they would say there's no right to beat the hell out of an officer, he told the paper. The court is saying we would rather opt on the side of saying if the police act wrongfully in entering your house, your remedy is under law to bring a civil action against the officer. I can't believe, I can scarcely believe I'm reading this, but I am. However, Justice Robert Rucker and Brent Dixon dissented, saying the ruling violates the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment. In my view, and I'm quoting him, the majority sweeps with far too broad a brush by essentially telling Indiana citizens that government agents may now enter their home illegally, that is, without the necessity of a warrant, consent, or exigent circumstances. I disagree, Rucker wrote in his dissent. The decision has legal weight in Indiana only, at present, but the implications are broader than some even in the legal community might expect. Commentary on the, oh gosh, here's that website again. Might have just to spell it out here. V-O-L-O-K-H, whatever that is, website, makes it clear that even law professors have some misgivings about the Indiana High Court's decision. As just two examples of what could develop as a result of the ruling, within 72 hours of this decision, Newton County, Indiana Sheriff Don Hartman, Sr., damn, he bred, reportedly said Random House to house searches are now possible. When asked three separate times about a decision that appeared to trample the inherent natural rights of Americans, the Indiana sheriff emphatically indicated that he would use random house-to-house searches, adding he felt people will welcome random searches if it means capturing a criminal. Speaking under the condition of anonymity to the Smoking Argus Daily website, a local city police chief with 30 years' experience in law enforcement directly contradicted Newton County Sheriff, saying such searches would be unconscionable and that his allegiance to the Indiana and federal constitutions respectively. However, he also concurred that the ruling does not allow for police to randomly search homes should a department be under order by state or federal officials or under a department's own accord. And you would expect that out of somebody that's appointed and not elected. Meanwhile, a Western Indiana school district wants to give its bus drivers the authority to search students for weapons or drugs. The Tribune Star reported that Virgo County School Corporation proposal would allow the drivers to search a student and the student's belongings if there is an immediate threat of harm or danger to those on the bus. Have you seen some of these school bus drivers? They can't even inventory how many digits they have on the end of their arm. Now, Ray Azar, director of the student services, said the Terre Haute-based district wants its drivers to have the authority to conduct searches in any case they are on the road and must immediately respond to an emergency situation. That would include scenarios where students might be in possession of a dangerous drug or a weapon. Drivers would have to first get permission from the transportation office and or student services. So they got to check the bus driver. Has to check. Ron, do you believe this stuff?
You know, I think you just made that up, John.
It's, by the way, the article's in the New Gun Week, June 15th, 2011 issue. Yeah, I just made it up. Sounds fanciful, doesn't it?
My God. You know, I can see there will be a lot of hostile people willing to level the playing field with this one.
Well,
as soon as an officer enters their home.
Somebody called in the Volkh, V-O-L-O-K-H, conspiracy, a collaborative weblog providing analysis of developments in the U.S. legal system and courts, as well as recent news and events. Well, thank you for that. Did you pull that up yourself? Oh, thank you, Mr. Producer. We got one that's awake. Let's take a few calls, and let me get to what the feds are up to. John in Austin. Hello, John. Hi.
Hey, John. Hey, folks. Well, good topic, and it was interesting. I was just, oddly enough, earlier today explaining to my 9-year-old about the 9 Indiana law and showing, have you seen the Bandera County Sheriff's Office warning that they put out?
No, where's Bandera County?
Bandera County outside of San Antonio.
Okay.
And you haven't seen this?
No, I'll say it again. No, I'll say it a third time. No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God, John. It's on KSAT is the website, KSAT 2 News out of San Antonio. And it's basically warning citizens that domestic terrorism is at their doorstep in the form of the Sovereign Citizens Movement.
No, your terrorism has come to your doorstep, and it's wearing a shiny badge and a gun.
Well, yeah, but not in Bandera County.
Of course not. They're vigilant. They're on the hunt. Remember what George said.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I've got a little note here. Robbie Noel is listening to the program today. You're not down on the beach with your libation, my friend? He says, tell John, vegan is an Indian word for can't shoot. let me go to Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, Mr. Staff Miller. Hi. Mr. McDonald.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Oh, Lord. John, you're getting them all this morning, brother. I don't know what to tell you. I just, Jesus, you've had the run of it, huh?
I'm telling you.
You know, I kind of throw this out there, and I really hope no one takes this the wrong way. Over the past week, we've heard a lot of talk about this Indiana deal with the cops not needing the warrant. Now this Iowa deal with the city council deciding that you got to turn over the keys to your business so that they can keep your business and your property and all of this safe. And, you know, and with everything else that's going on and now these kind of things coming out, I'm wondering if it may not be a good time to take the advice of one Mr. Ernest Hancock, when he says, it's time to, 3 weeks from today, folks, declare your independence. And I mean do this in a peaceful, passive way and let Washington make the next move.
They have. Well, wait a minute. I'm a little confused here. They have been making the moves repeatedly and often.
Yeah, but they haven't thrown the first punch.
Oh, but they're not going to. No, 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 no. Lee, you're missing the whole point of this exercise. It's to keep taking ground that the American people are giving up because we're being really passive and really peaceful about this, to the point they're trying to push us in every direction to try to evoke a violent response. What they are not prepared for is to people, all the people out here, to inform themselves as to what's going on, form their little coalitions, their little political action committees, or whatever it is, friends and neighbors, who cares how it arrives, just as long as it comes, to keep educating our fellow Americans. They've been pushing every button that they imaginable, and they have been for many, many years.
Well, the only other option I see, other than actually just, you know, going at it head-to-head, is if we can motivate the people, and I don't know why we haven't been able to do this yet. I guess maybe they're just not pissed off enough yet to actually march on our state capitals and seize them and arrest these bozos.
And arrest them and do what with them? Here's the problem.
Oh, the first thing we'd have to do is bring back our court system.
Well, yeah, you think that'd be a good idea? And that's the whole point. And what court do you drag these people in front of? What black-robed individual are you going to take them in front of?
Well, we have, I tell you, John, it's amazing. I don't hear about this too often, but my niece came back about a month and a half ago. Her ex, her son's father,
mm-hmm.
had to go to court over a misunderstanding. It was honestly a misunderstanding. He didn't realize what was going on, and my niece panicked, and well, you know, things just kind of happen. But as he was standing in court, my niece was sitting there. She had to be there because her son, you know, is involved here. And she watches as five people back-to-back come before the judge, and they immediately plead guilty. And, John, my jaw hit the floor when she told me this. With every single one of them, that judge looked at them, and she started citing the Constitution, and she said, "Do you understand that under the Constitution, you have this right?" "Yes, ma'am." "Do you understand under the Constitution, the law of da da da?" And she, like, four or five different things with each person, and every one of them was, "Yes, ma'am." And my niece is sitting there. She comes back, and she said, "I've never, ever, ever, and many times I've been in a courtroom, ever heard a judge cite the Constitution the way that this woman did." It was absolutely amazing.
She was trying to give the suckers that were standing in front of them an even break.
Well, yeah. I did some checking, and it turns out I know this woman, and she actually does believe in what she's doing, and she actually is a constitutionally minded individual. So I'm thankful we have one of them in our county.
Well, and that is a good thing, except for one thing. Her wearing that black robe, sitting at that little elevated podium.
Yeah.
She's still in a court of what? Equity? She's in a court of, well, administrative. She's administrating the law. She's administering, I should say, the law. That is an administrative court. But she's giving the people that are coming in front of her, I mean, for people that have eyes and, you know, ears and all that stuff, to see and hear, she's giving them an out.
Yeah.
And at least
she knows what she's doing. And, you know, I tell you, if you can find one judge like that in your county, I think we got a shot. Because that would be the one that we would need to pull in if we were able to do this. If we actually could march on our state capitals, seize these individuals, arrest them, put together bring back our courts the way they're supposed to be, and have a judge like this sitting on the bench, we might actually have a shot of doing something here.
Maybe.
Anyway, John, I'm sure you got other callers, and I'm sure you guys got more stuff you want to talk about.
All right,
I just wanted to throw that out and see what you thought.
Appreciate it. Here's the guy that you might recognize his voice. 3 minutes and 39 seconds on the issue. Here we go again. It's the board. I know. The new board ain't going to be here until tomorrow. So spit on that thing, do whatever you have to. And here's a voice you might recognize on the Second American Revolution. And this is actually Camp FEMA extended interview.
We're a little far down the line right now, but what I would suggest, in order to keep all of ourselves out of these little internment camps, even the idea that we're sitting here talking about this is beyond most people's scope of even understanding. But I would say until we got to a point in this country of martial law or internment camps or whatever, that we once again seek out the roots that made this country so great and so enviable in recorded history, that we go back to our founding documents, and that we start to eliminate that which is not constitutional, up to including money and taxes. If we had an honest money system in this country, we wouldn't have the national debt that we have right now. President Obama, has just enabled the bankers and the federal government to get the American public in debt to the tune of $13 trillion. Now, we're not going to get a break from the banks on this. This is interest-bearing. I call them the gangsters, and Guido doesn't show up to kill you. He shows up to break your legs to remind you to repay the debt. This is one of the quickest ways that we could find our way back to our constitutional roots is by getting rid of the privately owned corporation, the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the surety for the repayment to these bankers called the IRS. These would be major steps. And people to get energized once again. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear out there right now. But there is the solution to this, and it is people's involvement. We are the government. Most people forget that. You and I are the government. So we need to start exercising our rights. If you don't use them, you're going to lose them. And the threat is that we're on the brink of losing this entire republic. So people have to get involved once again. They've got to start asking these questions. They've got to start going after their state representatives. They've got to start communicating with other people. They've got to start educating themselves and bringing them up to speed. Being an American, you have a duty and an obligation to live in such a great country such as this. There is, from time to time, a little work to do. I know that's a four-letter word that most people don't like to hear. But by duty and obligation, not only to ourselves, but the subsequent generations yet to come, it is our duty. So I would suggest that we start there, going back to the Constitution. Get more people involved, get more people educated, and I think we can do this nonviolently. If we do not, there may be another scenario for these internment camps, whether they be under Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, or whomever else. There could be a second American Revolution in this country. And I'm one of these people that don't want to see blood running in the streets. But many people have the opinion that that's the only way that this nation is going to be restored to its greatness. And that's another reason why these FEMA camps are being considered.
That was unedited, and that was a complete thought. I want to thank
Was that Thomas Jefferson, or it sounds like him, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't think his last name is Jefferson.
Certainly is on point.
Studdenmiller or whatever the heck that guy's name. I don't know who he is. Anyhow, he's got a good voice. He ought to do radio. At any rate, thank you. Did you dig this up as well? Oh, my God, I got somebody that's working today. Thank you. Bandera County Sheriff's Office issues domestic terrorist warning. Law enforcement agency concerned radical anti-government groups may be moving into area. No, they're growing up all around you. Bandera, Texas. The Bandera County Sheriff's Office issued a warning Thursday to citizens about anti-government movement known for acts of domestic terrorism. Really? The law enforcement agency said followers of the Sovereign Citizens Movement have been known to carry out violent acts, including killing law enforcement officers and other public servants. The sheriff's office told KSAT 12 News the warning was prompted by the recent shooting death of Bexar County Sheriff Deputy Sergeant Kenneth Van. We have domestic terrorism right at our doorstep, said Captain Charlie Hicks of the Bandera County Sheriff's Office. Hicks said, while there's no evidence Van's death had any links to sovereign citizens, it's the same type of crime followers are known for. God almighty. For example, in his last May, a father of his teenage son opened fire on two police officers with an assault rifle during a routine traffic stop in West Memphis, Arkansas. News reports said that the incident was sparked by the suspect's refusal to present a valid driver's license. The officers were killed in the shootout, and the father and son died in a second shootout with officers a short time later. That's our main concern, citizen safety and police officer safety in this area. According to Hicks, followers of an anti-government anarchist movement share the belief that the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution has tricked Americans into becoming citizens of the United States. Damn, that's accurate! And has offered them privileges such as driver's licenses and other government benefits, which act as so-called hidden contracts through which Americans effectively have given up their sovereignty. Hicks said followers are often very vocal about their beliefs. They're very serious in their beliefs, and they're very serious when they do go to violence. They'll kill you in a New York minute. This guy must be listening to my show because I always use that term. Mr. Hicks, don't worry, you're safe. Unless you pull me over. No, just kidding. Hicks said while training camp for similar anti-government groups was discovered in Kerr County in the past, there's no evidence any members are currently operating in Bandera County. But Hicks said residents should still be cautious. Don't be getting into heated arguments with these people because the potential for violence is there. The FBI considers the sovereign citizens movement one of the nation's top domestic terror threats. Oklahoma City bombing co-conspirator Terry Nichols was a follower. That's the first I heard of this, and I knew Terry Nichols. Hicks said citizens are urged to report any suspicious activity to the Bandera County Sheriff's Office or your nearest local law enforcement agency. Isn't that nice of them?
Jeez, this world is going mad.
Well, and I'll tell you where this is coming from. It's coming from these stellar little groups like Southern Poverty Law Center, from the ADL. They have been hyping people that have been outspoken. And I don't care if it's about the Bible. I don't care if it's about the Second Amendment. I don't care if it's the Fourth Amendment. I don't care if it's the First. I don't care what it is. It is the law. It is the Constitution. So when these guys with the shiny badges and guns get the okay by way of policy to go violate it, they think it's all just fine and dandy. What do you want me to do, Mr. Hicks? Oh, I'm sorry, you already covered that aspect. Use foul language against you? You are a constitutionally elected peace officer if you know your role. If not, I think Bandera County needs a new sheriff. There's a new sheriff in town, and guess what? He can spell and he can read. He knows what the Constitution really means. This is, oh my God. Folks, we're all going to be terrorists if you stand up for anything in this country. And I mean this sincerely. Whether you were just a proponent of voting for Ron Paul in 2008, what were the cops told? Well, you might have a potential terrorist. Take heed, they may be armed. These guys were pulling people over, not with their hand on their holsters. They were pulling people over with their guns drawn. Now, here's a news flash for you guys out there with the shiny badges and guns. There are no groups in this country that are operating that they have shoot-to-kill orders if you ask them for a driver's license. This is why this issue with me, one day last week somebody called in. I think he was from either Houston or Dallas that had a real issue. Well, you people aren't giving enough information about driver's licenses and all that stuff. Well, guess what? You were operating a motor vehicle on said public highway, and you didn't follow the rules. He was speeding, going, I think, 49 and a 30, something like that. And a cop pulled him over. Well, evidently his paperwork wasn't straight. And until such time as we can unhinge this driver license deal, time was in this country, folks, you could actually operate a car and you didn't need a driver's license. somebody sniffed this one out, there's a lot of money to be made. They had a vision of the future, and that were millions of cars and millions of people driving cars. And, oh, boy, here's a chance, under the guise of safety, to go in there and make a killing, especially since they set up what? Their administrative courts, you know, the municipal courts. They converted your freedom of movement however you wanted to, if you wanted to grow feathers and fly or drive a car. It didn't matter. You have the right of assembly, freedom of movement. Ah, but there's the loophole. The founders didn't know cars when they drew up the Constitution. So a little loophole and a off we're into control freak arena, which means billions of dollars for all the municipalities and the counties and the states. You think they're going to give that up? No, they're just going to call you a freaking terrorist. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Somebody just sent me an email, and thank you for this. It says, from Lyndon Johnson. I like these guys. Glenn Beck's sidekick, Pat Gray, on Rick Perry. Comments. Gray used to live in Texas. He's been saying all along that Perry is a chameleon, but all of a sudden, he's changed his tune in the last few days and is supporting Perry. People have been informed, his listeners, a couple of months ago, that the banksters had chosen Perry and Palin to continue their globalization of America when they're done with Sotoro. Gray spits on RBN's message and basically says that he speaks for most Texans when it comes to these conspiracy theories that RBN sprouts. Bottom line, Beck and Gray are moving their operation back into Texas at the end of Beck's Fox days. So I sent Gray your three-minute video posted here on RBN today. Drive friendly when you are back in Texas, Gray, because the people are on to you and Beck. Yeah, come on back to Texas. We haven't had a lot of fun since we held a party when LBJ died. Okay. Let me
say, John.
See.
Oh. John, how's your pledge drive doing?
We're only halfway there. It's extended.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll put up $500 for up to $500 for every dollar put in from this point on. So if you can raise another $500, I'll match it.
You believe this guy, folks? He comes on this program as a guest. And I'm not supposed to tell people a couple of weeks ago you gave us $1,000. I bring you on to talk about the book. We have this rapport, and, well, you know what's going on. And so we've made this amazing. You would do that, Ron McDonald.
You darn tootin' I'd do that. Regardless of whether you raise the $500 or not, I'm going to put it in there.
Well, okay. Folks, you want to match that today? $100 increments would be fine. Or $500, like the guy, and thank you, George, in Nevada last Friday, that, I said where we were at on the pledge drive, and the guy coughed up $500. We appreciate that very much. Mr. Producer, help me with this one, will you please? Call the number 800-724-2719. Julie and Sandra are manning the phones today, so make a donation, folks. Seriously, we're replacing equipment that's crapping out, and we have to do it. And this stuff ain't cheap. And I've been the one doing the shopping. And I, man, every penny that's donated to this network, I go out and make the best absolute rock-bottom buys I can and still get the job done. I'm not into all the bells and whistles and stuff. I only go for what works, and I don't need any more. Mr. Producer, who is this Justin Earth? I'm sorry? He's from Earth. Oh, okay. All right, Justin from Earth, you're on.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Excellent. All right, John, after the first three phone calls you had today, I'll try not to let you down. I just wanted to throw out two things. If I could, I'd like to say them and then just take your answers off the air.
Okay.
First of all, one of the reasons that globalists are making such great inroads on our freedom is because they do something that our founding fathers did, and that is get together and plan. And that's what we need to do in order to take care of the problem.
Okay.
So what I suggest is maybe a big block party. Invite all of your neighbors and rent a projector and show freedom to fascism, which would be a good way to kind of wake things up. And now, most of the people are going to come away thinking you're just some crazy radical, but you're going to find a few like-minded people where you can start planning.
Okay, hold on one second. I've got to take the top of the hour break. If you have anything else, we'll catch it on the other side, Justin. Hold on.